Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively in Ocean City, Maryland. It is Mako. I got a little sand in my shoes from walking around Secrets the other night, but it's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, celebrating 50 years here. We are celebrating 25 years at WNST, taking a crab cake tour out on the road. It's all brought to you by our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. I'm with all these elected. I'm not going to wear the funny floppy hat. It looks a little, but it would be a good beach hat. 866-90-NATION, buy two, get two free. And our friends at Raskin Global with the special crab mallet. That's got a beer opener, County Executive. County Executive Calvin Ball joins us here. Shellfish intolerant, right? I mean, so the only time I can get you on is someplace where there's not a crab cake within 50 feet of us. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You know, as a native Marylander, it is my biggest shame to not be able to have crab cakes, but I still want everybody to enjoy.
I got a thing for you, all right? Because Odette Ramos was here. She's vegan. I have had two vegan crab cakes in my time, Land of Kush up in Baltimore, but we're going to go to Gertrude's one night. Jamie Raskin's also vegan, so I know all the vegan electeds and all the shellfish intolerant electeds,
right?
Because when I call, communicate, he can't eat crab cakes, can he still do the show? I'm like, he can have chicken, cheeseburger, salad, whatever he wants, you know? I come down to your county all the time, and I praise you about this. As a kid growing up in a row house in Dundalk, I always wanted the good life in Howard County, you know. I would always go down and see all these, you know, the tree-lined streets and the planned community and all that. But I love coming to Merriweather. I do on a summer night. Every time I'm there, I feel like I'm in a special place. And I think what Columbia has become in that way, we look forward to nights down there under the stars. And it's a real, it's a centerpiece. I'm going to be at CFG Bank Arena, Camden Yards, all that. You have one of the great things in my life, one of the special places that when I'm under the stars in Merriweather, it's 1984 and I'm 16 again, you know?
Well, I tell you what, I graduated from Woodlawn High and I always aspired to go and live in Howard County. We have the lakefront, we have Merriweather, so many places to visit, and it is also one of the best places to live and grow in the world.
Well, you are the ultimate out in front of this. Kids are going back to school. What's important in your county right now? I mean, I had a list of notes here for all my senators and stuff. What sits on your plate every day?
Well, I tell you what, you're talking about kids going back to school. The last two budgets, we've given record funding, the highest single-year increase to our school system ever in Howard County history. So we're investing in education. We're investing in our community college. You know, my doctorate's in education with a focus on community college. Howard Community College is one of the best in the entire world. So investing in our community college and investing in our young people. We just launched our youth engagement programming, or YEP.
Right.
And there are so many ways to engage our young people to make sure they have something to do that's productive.
Yep. Did you come up with that? Or you got a marketing team for that?
Well, I hire people smarter than me, and then I empower them to do their job.
Spoken like a true county executive. Calvin Ball's here from Howard County. The school situation, I mean, I remember the dust up a couple years ago in high schools. My high school got rebuilt in Baltimore County, so I always give Johnny O some love on that over at Dundalk. I covered high school sports in the late 80s, all throughout the region. Centennial, Howard, Wild Lake. I was down at all those schools. And then the Quince Orchards and all these other places pop up. Names that Harford County has some new schools as well. But Howard County is one of those places where growth and development in the early 70s and schools, it created something that wound up on your day. Speak to the people who aren't from or don't know about it, that parents are in your county especially, they were very proprietary about where they live, where they want their, and you would say, well, every school gives everybody a chance to have a proper education in your county, right? You like to think they're all the same.
Well, you would like to think, but there's always differences, there's always challenges, and whenever there's school redistricting, there are growing pains. We just opened last week the first new high school in Howard County since 2005.
What's the name?
Guilford Park High School.
I got
home of the Panthers.
I was going to say the mighty Panthers.
That's right.
You know,
that's
I was up in Carroll County, and they don't have a county executive, they have a commissioner. But I was up in Hampstead, and they have North Carroll High School that they shut down. And I had the guys on that played baseball, and they have a whole. They've kept the baseball and they're the Panthers. They're the North Carolina Panthers. But they shut the school down there. I can't imagine you go shutting Dundalk down. That's fighting. make me go to Patapsco? There ain't no way. I mean, I have a little bit of fun with that even later in life about all of that. But the beginning of something, right? Like, and the first graduate, you have all that going on.
That's right. So whenever you have a new school, you're investing in schools like we've been doing over the last few years, there's always going to be some growing pains, and it's tough. And I think a lot of people have some legitimate concerns. We're going to move forward together.
How many years does it take to get a new school? Like, when did that start?
Well,
during the century? Like, literally.
I tell you, when I became county executive, we had to finish up the paperwork. The site had already been selected, so we finished up the paperwork. And then over my time, about 4 years, we invested nearly $130 million of state and local dollars to finally cut a ribbon. So it took us quite some time, but we got it done.
Education, blueprint, how does that affect your county? And we had Governor Moore come by, and the differences between Governor Hogan and Governor Moore, just from us, just ideology for education and for what it means. What does it mean? And when will it, you see results, bear the fruit?
Well, I think we all want the best teaching and learning environment for all of our students and all of our educators. And I think most of us agree with the tenets of the blueprint. We've got to move it forward. We've got to move it forward in a fiscally responsible and realistic way. We want to make sure that we're investing in our schools in a transparent way, because if we're asking our taxpayer dollars to go into our schools, like in Howard County, it's more than half. We have now over $1 billion budget going just to our school system. I think the parents have
half
a right
the budget.
To know. Half the budget.
How much on policing?
Not as much.
Okay, fair. That isn't it. I mean, I haven't looked at your budget. I mean, that half of the money goes to educating kids. I don't know how much more you could, but parents expect a lot. I don't need to tell you that, right?
They sure do. But I tell you what, we have right now in our police academy, the largest police academy since the 90s going through.
Why is that?
Well, I've been investing in public safety, police, fire, because I think that people not only should be safe, but feel safe. And there's a reason why every year that I've been county executive, Columbia has been named the safest city in America, because we make the investments and we ensure that we have community policing.
Well, I come down to Meriwether, get those stars. I'm coming down to ZZ Top in a couple weeks.
There you go.
I'm trying to get tickets to get down there for the festival that's going on in September, but they're bringing in big stars, so I have to call Gene Parker and work on that. But for your county and West being in it, what's been the difference with a Democratic administration there from a Republican administration for you?
Well, I think just collaboration, communication. I worked very well with Governor Hogan, but there were just some differences of opinion, differences of focus. We were able to always come together and collaborate. But I think working with Governor Moore, someone who wants to invest more into the state, wants to partner and collaborate, wants to listen to our issues, our thoughts, our hopes, our dreams, our concerns, I'm just so excited about writing the next chapter for Maryland.
Well, Orioles, Ravens, we got to talk a little sports here.
Yeah, there you go.
I have you on. We get you up to an Oriole game? You know, come on, man. We got playoffs coming here.
Well, I tell you what, the O's are on fire. This is like a great season. I've been an Orioles fan my whole life, growing up in Catonsville and then moving out to Columbia. And so seeing them, this is a great, great season for Baltimore.
Well, I told Brandon Scott was here. I said, man, do you even have a calendar for October set? Because you got to keep free time.
That's
the
right.
The whole month has to be kept free now. And I didn't think about the problems of the Orioles being successful. We didn't have these problems. I sat here yelling for years and years. Now it's like October, can't make any plans.
Exactly.
They played a game at 1 in the afternoon, played at 8 at night, but I know they're going to be playing. We're orange today.
That's right. We all got to buy more orange.
Absolutely. Been any Meriwether concerts or no? You go over there?
Every once in a while, I like to go over there. But I tell you, having Meriwether, which draws the entire region, there are people from outside of even this region who are coming to Meriwether.
Well, they don't know where Columbia is, and then they pull in, and
exactly.
They're like, this is a pretty good place. It's
That's
a good
right.
spot.
That's right.
My wife and I, since the last time I had you on before the play, because we were unmasked. We were having coffee over at State Fair, as I remember.
That's right.
Your former homeland in Baltimore County. And since then, and I think I even said to you, if I went back and got the tape, that I always wanted to go hiking through Centennial Park.
That's right.
Because I had a girlfriend down there in the 80s, and I would see the park, and I would always drive by it. And it always looked like fun. You'd see people out. The plague, because we were stuck in the house and we lived in the city, my wife's like, we're going to explore places. I don't think I've had you want to tell you this. We took a night drive. I mean, the heart of the plague where you couldn't go out.
Wow.
And we got down there, and the park was mobbed.
Yes.
Because it was outdoor. And we walked around twice, and my wife has gone back 3 or 4 times. It's like her favorite park. Because she discovered it.
I've been so proud and honored. Our team has ensured that we have some of the best parks in the entire nation. People come from all over to come to parks in Howard County, Centennial, Blandair, Shipley.
Well, I don't know about these. Where are these?
Oh, my gosh.
Never heard of these.
Oh,
I'm a city boy.
You got to come. You got to come. Best parks in the nation. And during the pandemic, so many people needed to be outdoors, and they were at parks, and we saw so much more engagement. So we're glad.
I told Brandon this. I've lived in Baltimore my whole life. My brother took his first steps at Patterson Park when he was a little boy back in the early 60s. And I played soccer and I ice skated and I played, but I never walked into Patterson Park as a city resident. First trip we took during the plague, we walked from downtown to the park. And my wife, we had a pizza and beer. And we're going to be like sitting in the park eating pizza out of a box during the plague. Nobody's out. And my wife's like, everybody's walking that way. What's over there? And I'm like, I don't know. I've never been over there before. There's a pond with birds and trees and frogs in the middle of downtown Baltimore. And it took I was too busy going to ball games, concerts, Fellas Point, all that stuff, to even see the beauty that's in the middle of your own community.
That's
I think the plague sort of moved us out to do things a little bit differently, and it brought us to your county to
see
some good things.
And now you know you're always welcome.
All right, you got to be able to get me some tickets for something down in Columbia. I'll work on that. Calvin Ball, he is a Howard County executive. Doesn't drop by much because he's shellfish intolerant. He's a little afraid of me because we haven't had crab cakes together. But I had a great crab cake at Leland's down in your part of the world. Delicious crab cake.
Howard County has some of the best crab cakes in the nation.
Don't say that to a Baltimore guy. Come on.
Hey, if
it's
true, it's true.
You're going to have to bring me out.
All right, we're going to have you out.
I'm going to have you for a vegan crab cake sometime.
There you go.
You're allowed to eat whatever you want on a crab cake tour. I know you got other places to go. I really appreciate you coming by. You're always a great guest.
Thank you so much. Always enjoy a great conversation.
I got a million friends that live in Howard County, and they vote for you.
Oh, thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
I'm going to try to do them and you proud.
Keep educating your kids down there, all right? Keep living the good life down there that we were warned about back in the early 70s.
That's right.
From the Rouse folks. Howard County Executive Calvin Ball joining us here. We're at Mako mixing and matching, man. We have county executives. We have senators. We have council people. The mayor's been on. It's been a really, really good trip of mixing and matching. At some point, I'm going to drop the mic and I'm going to go put my feet in the water.
There you go. It's waiting for you.
It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Their 50th anniversary, our 25th anniversary. Our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION, and Raskin Global sending us on the road. I feel like Richard Scherer on a square off, beating the gavel. Right. Back for more from Ocean City right after this. Stay with us.